It's Thursday, October 7th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Twitch's breach, the government's moves, and 2FA for all, and Microsoft's 20% premium for monthly billing under fire. This is the Business of Tech. Well, the lead story has to be Twitch. In a massive hack, the company's source code, business data, and payouts have all been released in what appears to be a very targeted hack. The hackers have labeled this as Part 1 and appear to be focused intentionally on the company's own tools and information, not personal account information. If you're interested in digging in more, there's also a Verge article reviewing the bad security practices that led to this, including lack of management concern, employees raising issues of security, and not even disabling previous employees' accounts. So, that discussion about disclosures? How does 48 hours sound? Another piece of legislation titled the Ransom Disclosure Act proposes that number for disclosure of payments. It also requires Homeland Security to publish disclosures and make that information available to individuals. Wondering why disclosure matters? Ars Technica is reporting of an issue with SMS routing that's lasted 5 years. Revealed in an SEC disclosure, the firm responsible has released little additional information, but with Twitch being hit, that's not even the biggest breach news of the week. Oh, and the U.S. government is now going to sue any contractors who hide breach incidents. Under the new Civil Cyber Fraud Initiative, government contractors are accountable in civil court if they don't report or fail to meet required cybersecurity standards. The U.S. government is also introducing regulations for railroad and airport operators, which include naming a chief cyber official, disclosing hacks, and having recovery plans. And the DOJ has also created a team to investigate cryptocurrency-related crime. Google has announced that they are auto-enrolling 150 million accounts into two-factor authentication by the end of the year. It seems it does need to be forced. A report by the National Cybersecurity Alliance and CybSafe shows the disconnect between IT pros and the public. 48% of respondents have never heard of multi-factor authentication. 31% never, sometimes, or rarely patch. Only 43% create unique passwords always or often, and only 46% even use different passwords. 20% never or rarely do. Then again, research by the Insurance Bureau of Canada reports that 47% of small business respondents say they don't allocate any money at all to cybersecurity. And speaking of Google, Forbes reporting is revealing that the U.S. government is ordering data on anyone typing in certain search terms. These keyword warrants are broad requests for information on individuals looking for specific keywords, and they're looking for a subject. Arizona has opened a new cybersecurity command center to pull together resources to manage the state government's information security. Now, why do we care? Expect to see more of these state-level operations centers. Twitch is an extreme case to consider. What would happen if everything about you or your customers was published? Remember, this is what happens if a ransomware operator releases all of a customer's data. We have, playing out in real time, an example of that release of data. It's happening in a very public way, and with a company that has some pretty good broad recognition, and is owned by Amazon, too. This should be very relatable to customers, who, the data tells us, are going to need to be forced on security. Note that Google story. If they can force their users to multi-factor, any IT services company can too. I previously covered Microsoft's announcement of changes to pricing for most Microsoft 365 SKUs on March 1st, 2022. The effort is called New Commerce Experience, or NCE. Within that announcement, there is an additional 20% premium for those on a monthly billing status rather than a yearly cost. NCE will impact Microsoft 365, Dynamics 365, and Windows 365. Quantities cannot be downgraded during a term, And if sold via partners, they would be committed if the end customer doesn't pay or goes out of business. The company announced on Tuesday that they're adding more time to the transition and has added some incentives as well. There's a petition online to change this. Almost 900 signatures are associated with that at the time of this recording. Now, why do we care? Changes to the billing of these subscription Microsoft products makes a difference, and a 20% additional premium to the month-to-month seems pretty steep to me. I'm not necessarily going to buy into theories that this is to force partners out of the way. I'll offer that this could be a space for distribution. As we saw in the pandemic, distribution's superpower is the ability to leverage financial resources to help providers. I'll leave it to individual listeners to decide their approach. Push back on Microsoft, find a solution with distribution, accept the change, or something else entirely. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget that Killing It Live, October 20th. Register at killingitlive.com to catch a live podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.